Starting Siman Resh Chaf Dalet Saif Chet. Maran says, Al Malchei Yisrael, if you see Jewish kings, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehalak Mikvodo L'Re'av, who gave a portion of his honor to those that fear him. Al Malchei Umot HaOlam, on non-Jewish kings, Omer Baruch Shenatan Mikvodo L'Basav Adam. He gave from his honor to humans. Mishnah Brura, Al Malchei, Humash Mabigmara, Afilu Someh, even a blind person, Keshi Odeh Shehamelech Over, when he knows the king is going by, Mevarech. Right? Over there the Gemara says that Rav Yosef was blind, he knew the king was going, Mashma, he can make the Beracha. V'ayim v'prime gadim shemitzaded, v'imu someh shelo ra'am v'orom miyamav, if he never saw, shelo yivarech v'lo shemu malchut, he should make the Beracha without shemu malchut. So la halacha, he says, Ish Matzliach, that the Chida says you can make Beracha, Berkat Hashem, seems to say like that too. Baruch Shenatan Mechvodo. So now the question is, who's a king? What's considered a king? So he says, Mr. Burr quotes the rule. Hashiltonim, rulers, She'en Ol Melech Alehim, that they don't have any king on top of them. Lishanot Devrehim, to change their words. Vedan Vehoreg B'Mishpat, and he could judge and kill based on the law. Mevarech alehim, you make a beracha on them. That's the Radbaz's definition. The alasarim shememaneh hamelech bechol ir va'ir, on the officers that the king makes in every city, tov yashar levarech, it's proper to make the beracha velo shem umalchut, without shem umalchut. So on the side, I didn't want to read the side. Let me read you what Chaim Avadya says. So you need to have the ability to kill. Nobody, no king alive today. I mean, maybe what's his name? Putin and bin, what's the guy from Saudi Arabia? Maybe, but Muhammad. He's not even the king. He's the prince, the crown prince. MBS, yeah.
I know, love that guy.
Hi. Chaim Avadya says, Chaim Avadya calls like this. So I always tie it that any governor in a state that has a death penalty who has to sign the death warrant is Horeg B'Mishpat. That, again, but in the end, until the governor signs the death warrant, the governor is the guy that's putting him to death. All the judges in the whole state can't put him to death. Right? That's the way it goes. So in New York, they haven't signed the death warrant in 100 years, but 100 or whatever. But in Texas, a guy signed the death warrant every week. So that's a lechura on the governor you can make. Now the question is, what about the president? The president also, the president doesn't have to sign death warrants in the federal thing, but the president could give clemency. And he could, it's the same thing. So I could, Chaim Avadya writes like this. Haro'eh melech mimalchei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehalak Mikvodo Lire'av. Haro'eh melech mimalchei Umot HaOlam, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenatan Mikvodo Lebasar Vadam. Umitzvah Lehishtadel Lir'ot Melech. That's the next side. Okay, 1 second. Then he says, Melech Shehu Lavush Bigde Ezrach Ke'echad Ha'am. So he's going incognito. Ve'en ha'am margishim et kevodo ve'et godlo. En levarech ala birkat ha'melech. Nasi medina. Kishehu mofiya bebegdeh ha'sirad. Now, what's your shani bebegdeh ha'sirad? Swing a suit and a tie, right, with their secret service people, right? Yes, levarech ala birkat ha'melech. Right, especially when he's got the limousines and the thing. Bilvad, sheyesh biyado latet chanina. He has to be able to give clemency, or what do they call it? Pardons. Almish and exar alav mishpat mavit. V'chol sheken, and this is what I said for years. I mean, it's not even correct the way he writes it, but I think anyway. Kol sheken nasi shel arzot habrit. For sure, if you see the U.S. president, shebiyado lahachriz melchama al medina oivet pashut shemevrachim. Now, the truth is, the president does not have the power to declare war. It's Constitution 101. But the president could press the button. Right? He has the power to make, and he has the power to settle for atomic bomb. He could destroy the whole world to get one person.
Listen to him. You should do the atomic bomb. Say no. No one listens to him. No job. He's the only one that I'm with. I'm just arguing. You think he has the ability? No way.
Pause.
We talk about it. I get what he said. Okay, well, tell me you did it.
Okay. He has the code in his wallet.
No way.
So, come anyway. Hacham Ovadia. He goes through the sugya. That's what he comes out to. Okay. Then he says, Birkat HaMelech Efshal Levarech Gam Al Malkah. Now, the question is, if you see the King of England, right? King, by the coronation. Question is, what power does he have, Charles? Then he says he has duties. He has to sign official papers. I don't know. Haroeh tamelech or malkah derech mashir televizia en mevarech berkat tamelech. But haroeh melech derech halom beto hamuskar bezchuchit through the glass yachol levarech alav berkat tamelech. Okay. Next. Tet. Mitzvah lehishtadel. Lirot melachim. It's a mitzvah to try and see kings. Afilu malche umot haolam. Even non-Jewish kings. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Umutar. He doesn't say the reason. Well, I don't know why. Umutar letame betu. The Gemara says the reason why, because La'atid Lavo is going to see Mashiach, and he's going to see how much greater is the kavod that Hashem gives Mashiach over the kings nowadays. Lero melachim, shim yiske yavchim, umutar letameh betumah shel devrehem bepenei kevodan. It's mutar to become tameh with the tumah derabanan for the kavod of the melech, to see the kavod of the melech. Talking about a kohen. Ben lemalchei Yisrael, ben lemalchei umot haolam. Vechen bepenei kevod haberiyot. Kigon lelech lenachem avelim. Even to go be menachem avelim, you can be metameh betumah derabanan. Em ro'eh pa'am achat ha-melech. If he saw the king once, lo yevatel yoter milimudo lerot. You don't have to be mevatel from your limud to see. Em lo sheba behayel yoter ubekabod yoter gadol. Unless it's a more impressive showing, then it's a mitzvah to see. He's the leader, he's awesome. Why not? Malchei umot ha'olam, you think they were all reshaim. Right? He's the king. Haro'eh Yud. Haro'eh batei Yisrael b'yishuvam. If somebody sees Jewish homes when they're settled, Kegon b'yishuv bayit sheni, that's a quote from Rashi, the second Beit HaMikdash, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Matziv Gevul Almana, who sets up the boundary of the widow. The widow is Am Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, you set us back up. Haroeh B'churbanan, who sees the Jewish homes destroyed, Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'imen. Nobody, so let's see Rashi. Batei Yisrael, Pirush, Bate Ashirei Yisrael, Shemiyushavim Betokef Ubigvura, Kegon Biyishuv Bayit Sheni. So I was reading a book they said in Germany, the guy, he confiscated the assets of a Polish Jew. And in 1938, they were worth $500 million. And they said that nowadays it's like $8.3 billion. Right? There was and I was reading an article in the Mishpacha magazine that the home of the guy, he was like the foreign minister in Iraq. You see his mansion. So they were magnificent Jewish homes at the time. That's what Rashi means. In Gemara, it's Mashmat. Gemara says it was a house that was open to guests day and night. It was Hachnasato. The guy had everything. There were tons that they had Jewish people that they were. The home was Mamash open. Walk in, any guest came in, they fed him, they took care of him. Huge mefalim of chesed. Ve'efshar davka be'eretz Yisrael. It could be only in Eretz Yisrael. U'bizman bayit sheni kamar, in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. has to be the second Beit HaMikdash, because if not, it's not an almanah. It's only almanah. The first Beit HaMikdash is sure is almanah. Aval bizman hazeh afilu be'eretz Yisrael lo, Beit Yosef. V'yeh shemifarshim kavanat Rashi. And some explain Rashi. Da afilu emhem yushavim ata, even if they're settled now. Kemo bayit sheni, gam ken mevarechinan. V'harif pirish, batei Yisrael b'yishuvan, haynu batei kenesiyot, shul, shemitpalim betochan. V'chen nahagu ha'olam, the custom is, she'em mevarchim al she'are batim. They don't make on regular people's homes. Kim al beta keneset, kesherei ota biyofyo b'tikuno. We don't make that beracha either. V'kata be'al yiraba, you would say you went to the chuvah shul, so now they put it back, so you know. We don't. It's the chuvah, according to this, you would. He says the minhag is to make on shul. I don't know such a minhag. V'kata be'al yiraba, the en chiluk ben eretz Yisrael, the host laretz, is no difference, Israel and not Israel. Ta'afilu bizman hazeh. Uberpi megadim, mitzadet, bizman hazeh, tov levarech, baruch masiv, gibul al mana, below shemu malchut. Malchut? Do what you want. He says the Kavhaim also said, say it without shemu malchut. Send the Gemara. Anyway, Haroe Bate of De Kochavim, the Yeshuvam. You see, big zom, you go on the mansions tour, right? Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem. Right now you say, Baruch Bet Ge'im Yisach Hashem. The houses of Baalei Gaava Hashem should destroy. The Hurbanan, and when they destroy it, you say, El Nekamot Hashem. Rashi. I mean, Mishnah Berurah. Haroe Bate, Lepirish Rashi, and now according to Rashi, Hainu Bate Kutim, Shiyoshvim B'Shalva, V'Ashket V'Oshet. Ul-Harif, haynu batetefilah shalem. Now, I don't know why he says it's batetefilah, because Maran said in Bet Yosef, it can't be, because we have a beracha, Baruch Shenatan Erech Apayim Lo'ovre Retzono, which is Saif Aleph, and the Bet Yosef said that the reef must mean, if it's going on batetekenesiot, it must mean it's going on like batetartiyaot, or karkesiyaot, or places of gathering, not the not churches. Madison Square Garden, whatever, like that. Okay. Keharo'em. Every time you go to the next game, you hell no. No, Bet Ki'im Yisrael Hashem. Right? Haru'e. We say what to get rid of. What?
Yeah, no gather.
Oto. Haru'e. Haru'e. Kivrei Yisrael. If somebody sees Jewish graves, Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Sher yatzar etchem badin, the gomer, the rachaz on the cemetery. Now, kivre ovdei kochavim, omer bosha imechem. You say it? Without shemachut. Every time you go to the cemetery, look in Mishnah Berurah. Kivre Yisrael, v'maya sham ra kivre chavim. There's a single grave. Yesh omrim she'en loma berachazu, ki netkena belashon rabim. So Chaim Ovadia says, haroe kivre Yisrael mevarech. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Yatzar Etchem Bedin, Vizan Etchem Bedin, Vekelkel Etchem Bedin, Veasaf Etchem Bedin, Veyodea Mespar Kulchem, Hu Atid Lahachayotchem, Ulkayem Etchem, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaye HaMetin, Uberacha Zu Ena Ne'emeret Ela Emken Ra'a Et HaKevarim La'achar 30 Yom, Aval Betoch 30 En Levareh. So, There's a machloket. Chaim Ovadia has all the rules for going to the cemeteries over here. There's a machloket if you say the beracha. Yeah, we see a cemetery every day, right? So the question is, but now I'm seeing a different thing. I'm going to go to Lubavitch Rebbe. I'll go to Satmar Rebbe. I'm going to Masiyaj. I haven't seen that in 30 days. Can I make a beracha on that cemetery? So that's a question in itself.
From cemetery to cemetery,
I've gone with Achim Yosef to cemeteries. I never saw him. He never told us to make the beracha. He used to take the whole camp to Samar Rebbe. He never told us to make the beracha. I don't think our custom is to say this beracha. Last time I went to Square, you go to Square, they have it on the gate of the cemetery. They have the thing by the beracha. So I said, without Shem Machut. For sure, they say it with Shem Achud. There's a custom that some want to say that when they go to a burial, so now it's like a new cemetery because they added somebody. So they want to say another one. Yeah. If you didn't see in 30 days, what? He quotes over here. If somebody goes to the cemetery, he puts a rock or a little stone, ala matzeva shel hakever, lezikaron, as a remembrance, shaya al kevro. Venachon, shiyaniach yado asimalit ala matzeva. He should put his left hand on the matzeva. Veyomar pasuk bishaya. Venachacha Hashem tamid. Vespia betzachzachon nafshecha. Vatzmotecha yachalit. Veyite kegan rave. Uchmosa maim asher lo yechazubu mimav. Yisayim. Tishkav b'shalom. Vetishan b'shalom ad bo menachem v'vaser shalom. That's from Berkei Yosef. He doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Listen, you put it when you say, and then you take it off when you leave.
No, it's a zikaron that you're there. Then he goes through how is it allowed to say Kaddish in the Beit HaKevarot? You're not allowed to pray with him. What's it called? Because he's saying it for them. Okay. Ad kam baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.